Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of September 2018. Supreme Court has slammed the Income Tax Department for making misleading statement about pendency of an appeal while making it clear that the top court is not a picnic place and cannot be treated like this. Supreme Court has ruled that one cannot make an insurance claim for a road accident if it was caused on account of one's own rash and negligent driving. Supreme Court has stayed construction activities in states such as Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Chandigarh, and in all other states where the governments have failed to frame policy on solid waste management. Supreme Court has sought responses from the center, six state governments and the BJP on a plea which has alleged that they have violated the apex court's directions on the issuance of public advertisements. Supreme Court has ordered the government not to declare the results for the 2017 examination held for selection of staff for government departments and ministries, saying there is sufficient material to show that the examination was tainted. Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission of India to apprise it about the reasons as to why it cannot release the electoral rolls in word format in poll-bound Madhya Pradesh as done in Rajasthan. Supreme Court has quashed a case of cheating instituted by a man against his estranged wife, observing it as an instance of classic revenge against her for seeking maintenance from him to support herself and their two children. Delhi High Court has granted an injunction in favor of Dabur, which stopped the Kolkata-based MMA from airing a commercial for its Chai or in Prash brand that allegedly disparaged Dabur's brand. Madras High Court has upheld Tamil Nadu government's decision to prohibit holding protests at Chennai's Marina Beach. The court observed that the beach cannot be used for agitations as public order is equally important. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the Haryana government to bear all the expenses during the delivery stage while declining to give permission for termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape survivor. Calcutta High Court has ruled that they have a legal right to inflation-linked earnest allowance while overturning an order of the State Appellate Tribunal, or SAT, thereby handing a major victory to the West Bengal government's near 1 million employees and pensioners. Bombay High Court has rapped the Maharashtra police for holding a presser in connection with the recent Bhim Koregaon raids while the matter is sub judice. Guwahati High Court has held that Constitution of K.N. Saikia Commission was not valid in what may come as major relief for former Assam Chief Minister and Assam Gana Parishad leader, Prafulla Kumar Mahanta. National Green Tribunal has slammed the Kerala government for its indifference and insensitivity to the serious issue of disposal of waste in the state and directed it to prepare an action plan for dealing with garbage within a month.